You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Welcome to Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, law and business for everyday living.
And thank you for joining us today. We're going to talk about health and wellness in the context of trying to provide you with additional information as well as resources, because health and wellness is really an important commodity for everyone and for all people of all ages. So we're pleased to have in our studio again the health and wellness pharmacy chief. The head of health and wellness pharmacy. Would you identify yourself for our listeners, Dr. Bryant?
Sure. My name is Dr. Daryl Bryant. I'm a pharmacist, and I currently am the executive director of the National Pharmacy Association and one of the pharmacy managers for Health and Wellness Pharmacy.
Well, tell us briefly what Health and Wellness Pharmacy is.
Health and Wellness Pharmacy is a Christian-based pharmacy. And through Health and Wellness Pharmacy, we provide medications at a reduced cost compared to other pharmacies. We also help people, even when they have prescription copays, save money. We also go out in the community, do a lot of screenings, such as diabetic screenings, hypertension, and do a lot of awareness to where people can know more about their health and how medication and herbals and everything can really help get them on the right track to, you know, good health.
Well, obviously we have done this before, and I know that we didn't exhaust the information as well as the mission, so we still have other things to talk about today. But I do want to just pause to make sure that we include your guest today, or an additional guest today, who's here to tell us about an event coming up on May 11th. Would you identify yourself for our listeners, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Trina Oates. I am founder of Your Time Is Now Outreach Ministry. This ministry is a ministry that is designated for our community. It's up and growing. We have been existent since 2009. We are hosting our first annual event on May 11th on a Saturday at the corner of Main and Kelton across from Community Threads in their parking lot. This event will be geared towards getting information out into our community, quality information that could possibly change the quality of life for individuals in our community.
Okay, well, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
One of the things that we start with, Dr. Bryant, is the issue of what the importance of pharmaceuticals or prescriptions is in terms of the health care of our general population.
Okay. Well, medication is one of the reasons why we have prolonged life. A lot of times, if you notice throughout the 20th century, that people would die of illnesses or diseases that we currently have as non-existent now, just because of the advances in medicine. So medication plays a vital role in keeping people healthy and living a long life up into their 90s, and now you hear more reports of people living into their hundreds.
So I guess as an example, I know that one of the illnesses that was a tragic illness was polio. But mm-hmm. when you say some that don't hardly exist, what are some other examples of that?
Well, when you look at diseases that are prominent in other countries that are not developed, and diseases that that here in America we're like, wow, we never even heard of that. You only read it in a book, but in other countries it's there. Some of the the diarrhea, some of the mosquito diseases, and even again with the eradication of like polio, it's one of those things where they still have the virus strain, you know, kept in deep ice somewhere.
Right.
But again, it's something that we're not faced with in our generation. And that's exactly what's going to happen with the AIDS epidemic. Eventually, diabetes will hopefully be non-existent, mm-hmm. and you'll just read about it in history books. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're headed with medication.
And you're not being optimistic. You're telling us as a scientist that these things will be eradicated.
Yes, yes.
Well, in this process, many, many people have the need for medication.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them don't take the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And if they take it, they don't take it as prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they're trying to short-circuit or short the cost by taking less than what's prescribed. How should they be addressing the medication and the prescription that the doctor has given them?
The way to address that issue is to make sure that there's a resource. And that's the problem. A lot of the prescribers don't know where to turn patients to. They'll try giving medication samples, which medication samples are only meant to be temporary. They're not meant to be, you know, just every month giving somebody a 30-day supply. So those run out. And patient assistance, and again, you have to qualify income-wise for that, and not everybody qualifies. And so pretty much other than charitable organizations, which most people don't qualify for because they make too much money, there's really no resource that prescribers know of and that patients know of to help them save money. So what we do as a pharmacy is we try to let them know that there's another option. You may not see us on TV like you do the CVS's and Kroger's and Walmart's of the world, but it doesn't mean that we can't give you medication at a more affordable rate that'll help you pay your bills, or that'll help you make it from point A to point B. So pretty much getting the word out there that there's other options and that you don't have to necessarily pay retail prices that are dictated by the market, you can actually get affordable medication is the key.
Well, in this process, you obviously run into the difficulty that there are plenty of people who know what they're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
who say they can't afford it, they mm-hmm. whatever. And then a few of them say, my cousin told me there's an herb or a vitamin mm-hmm. that'll do exactly the same thing as the prescription medication.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond to that information or maybe even misinformation?
We have that happen a lot. To give you some examples, people will who need to be on potassium, for example, say they're on a blood pressure medication and they get the leg cramps from having the the fluid leave their body, and you're supposed to take potassium to help replace the electrolytes, and they'll try to use over-the-counter potassium or even eat bananas in order to not get another prescription, because I think people have a general fear of taking medication and taking too much. Other things you'll see is with hormone replacement therapy, you see a lot of commercials about men, get your energy up, you know, you can take this and you can be as young as 20 years old in your activities. Or you'll see women, especially with menopause, going through, having hot flashes. And what they'll do is say, take this product, and this will help relieve your hot flashes. So what you'll find is that people will be torn between taking traditional medication for those symptoms versus going out and getting, for men, they'll get over-the-counter DHEA, which turns into testosterone, which, again, that's over-the-counter. But it's also a prescription. But a lot of people like to take control of their own health, so they feel like when they get these herbals, they are their own doctor. They know their bodies, and they're taking control of their health. And they're avoiding the copays to pay for the prescriber, and they're avoiding the cost that they have to pay to the pharmacy. So they feel like they're doing themselves a financial justice, too, and taking control of their health, which everybody wants to be empowered.
Mm. Well, you know, the other thing that I've seen is these stories of miraculous things that have happened. One herbalist that I knew some years ago, it was eat close to the ground. So she would take these natural foods and then put them in a blender and supposedly take all the nutrients out and that, mm-hmm. you know. But she was also fighting cancer, mm-hmm. which eventually took her. But when you heard her story, it sounded pretty persuasive that somehow this is an alternative. What a lot of people didn't know is she was doing both. She was taking therapy in a hospital and also doing this other stuff. And so that's part of the sales pitch that I, you know, I'm not sure some people don't get trapped with that because mm-hmm. they think that you can do one or the other instead of at least acknowledging that both might be important.
Yes, and medication, well, taking care of yourself and your health is a holistic approach. A lot of times, you know, now they're letting, like for example, they're trying to get pop or soda out of the children's, you know, menu or in schools because right. kids are becoming obese.
Right.
And that high fructose corn syrup leads to a lot of conditions that, you know, again, can adversely affect people's health. And what you'll find is that people who, they feel like the pill will fix everything, like the pill will take care of your weight, the pill will take care of your depression. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you have to mix and look at your body as like, you know, it's a harmonious mixture of many different things that make you you. So you have to look at what you're taking and also what you're ingesting, not only medication-wise, but also what you're doing and how you're progressing in order to better yourself. So,
sure. Yeah. Well, let me tell our listeners about mm-hmm. a conversation with Dawn Karima. Honey Dawn Karima, Creek Cherokee, hosts this exciting Native American talk radio show featuring inspiring conversations with outstanding Native American achievers. This program that features lively, insightful discussions with fascinating Native American artists, authors, musicians, educators, media professionals, creators, and thinkers broadcasts Mondays exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Mm. Well, really, part of what you've just talked about, Dr. Bryant, is the fact that there's this constant need for information,
mm-hmm.
this constant need for, in some cases, dispelling misinformation
mm-hmm.
and pointing people in the right direction. Is that a part of the impetus of this spring Empowerment Fest? Is that part of the reason why you're going to be doing this on May 11th?
That's absolutely right, Mr. Pettigrew. So many times we have been given information that was misinformation, as you say. We base our life choices on information that's given to us, even our biases. We want to make sure that we get quality information out to the environment now. It's time for people to come alive. It's time for people to start living, to start thriving, to overcome. And only way to do that is to get the right information, get people back on the right track. And this is what this is about. This is the beginning of a revelation. A revelation that's coming to our community and to our towns. And it's come to me, and I'm just going forth with it. And I got people like Dr. Bryant here that's willing, who supports the cause. And not only that, but we understand as we look around us every day, it's a need. There is a need. I tell you, information was one of the things, the correct information, which changed my life around, which brought me to this point, the desire to go back and bring these groups together who have the same like mind to want to see people succeed. And it's not about competing against one another. It's about coming together.
Well, one of the things that in marketing they'll tell you is you tell the story, but you have to tell it over and over and over again because mm-hmm. people retain parts, bits and pieces or whatever. And so in many instances, even though it's right there,
mm-hmm.
if they don't perceive it as relevant to their mm-hmm. life, then they just disregard it.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the big problems is the fact that people will somehow diminish the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said, I ought to be doing so-and-so, but just for example, you mentioned the soft drinks. A cardiologist said that with a lot of his patients who are teenagers and who in some cases are close to 300 pounds, eliminating soft drinks, sweet soft drinks,
mm-hmm.
could cause them to lose 40 pounds in 1 year. Just that one thing.
Wow.
Not changing their diet, not just that simple thing because of so many calories. Because some cases mm-hmm. they would drink 2, 3, 4 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in terms of the misinformation, we just confront it over and over again, and of course the issue of the pill, but the fact that there should be a pill to fix anything, that's what a developed society would mean. But one of the things that we confront in the minority community, in the urban community, is the fact that disinformation is all around. Mm-hmm. And in so many cases, it's discredited. I mean, I look at the fact that you're going to have on May 11th screenings. You're going to have, in other words, testing, that you're mm-hmm. going to have information being handed out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be dealing with not only the information, but the credibility of that information.
That's right.
And for many people, they just simply don't get credible information.
Mm-hmm.
I find people with my profession, I find people relying on the information they get from their barber
mm-hmm.
for legal decisions. And I'm sitting there saying, I can't believe I just heard this. Well, it's not just barber, but their hairstylist also.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, my cousin did so-and-so, and I'm thinking, that is just flat wrong. You know, I mean, it's, you know, and my barber would say, are you going to get it? I said, no, I didn't come in here to get into it. But in some cases, when I got ready to leave, I was a young man, I hope you don't follow that, because that's just flat wrong.
Yeah.
But at any rate, on this event, you're going to be sharing information concerning the health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really is a need in our community. It's not a need that has been exhausted or will be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because even for generations that are mature, we have youngsters who are coming behind them and in many cases are getting no credible information
mm-hmm.
concerning mm-hmm. their own health and wellness.
Yes.
So again, on May 11th, from 12 to 3, this Spring Empowerment Fest.
That's correct.
Will be located where?
At the corner of Main and Kelton in the parking lot of the Community Threads, right across the street from it. You can't miss us. We'll be right there in the open for everybody to come. We want everybody to be a part of this day. It's a community and family day. There will be free food and drinks, free prizes and giveaways. We're just going to have a nice time while we also take in the valuable information.
Okay. Well, Dr. Bryant, I know that in an overall sense, there really is a team addressing the health needs for your clients. Why is that important?
Well, as a person that helps to take care of patients, if the patient doesn't have a stable place to stay, we can't mail or deliver their meds to them. If they are depressed and the doctor puts them on an antidepressant and they really don't need an antidepressant, they just need counseling or they need spiritual guidance, we're doing a disservice to people. So it's important that we take care of not only their like medication, but we also try to team up with people who have other resources to get them more educated.
Mm-hmm.
The more educated they are, the more they'll understand what we're trying to tell them as healthcare professionals. And the more resources they have, it'll help holistically
mm-hmm.
with their health altogether. So that's really why
mm-hmm.
we tie in being out in the community and being part of organizations that help better their community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unlike many of the national pharmacies and so forth, you are really unabashedly talking about the spiritual motivation, or not just spiritual, you said Christian a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important?
Because that's why Jesus died, so that we can go out
mm-hmm.
and not be stuck in our cubicles.
That's right.
Or stuck in our buildings and
mm-hmm.
just make money and
mm-hmm.
live our own happy lives. We have to go out and give back. A lot of people don't have the ability or luxury to express that at their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we designed everything around that, where mm-hmm. if you look at our logos, they have the sign of the cross. You look at the organizations we team up with, they are out there as missionaries, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we associate ourselves with. So that way, again, when there's events coming up like the Spring Fest, we're right there supporting and giving a good presence, so that way people can see that you can be a believer in Christ, have your profession, and give back at the same time.
Well, in so many ways, I know that the message gets diffused because we're victims of advertising so often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that in the religious community there's support for the mission that you're pursuing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's support. And like any institutional organizations, everybody has their own personal you know, their own personal objectives, you know, so. But a lot of times, you know, when you do things, God will bring people in your circle that allow you to be able to do way more than what you ever imagined. And so that's what you'll find.
Well, I guess we're going to have to come back to what you'll find. I need to tell our listeners that you're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Get your lucky numbers at 9:11 a.m. Monday through Friday at their new time, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Stay right there. You're listening to Key Facts on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Friday, comedy and Showtime entertainment.
Classic television theater.
Reverend Peterman, uncensored.
Brown sugar on sports.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The women we love, the women who love us, they are dying. Heart disease is our number one killer, taking more lives than all forms of cancer combined. But we have the power to save those lives, our lives, because the greatest force for women is women. It's time to stand together, to fight harder, to shout louder. It's time to go red for women.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
This is Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, law and business for everyday living. And thank you for joining us today. We're talking about health and wellness, but from the standpoint and viewpoint of pharmacy and a pharmacist who is actually involved with that. I want to go back to you again, Dr. Bryan, and would you give your identify yourself and give some contact information and how our listeners can actually reach you or reach the health and wellness pharmacies?
Sure. My name is Dr. Daryl Bryant. I'm a pharmacist, and I'm executive director of the National Pharmacy Association. The best way to reach me is directly on my cell phone, which is 614-530-0698. Again, that's 614-530-0698. And with our organization, we want to help you save money on your medication. We want to educate you about your health, and we want to make sure that you're receiving God's word as we go about taking care of you.
Well, and certainly you've already told our listeners about the fact that there is a spring empowerment event coming up on May 11th. And so would you like, Ms. Oates, would you like to tell our listeners again about that event?
Yes, Mr. Pettigrew. I'm Trina Oates. I'm founder of Your Time Is Now Outreach Incorporated. We are outreach that is geared towards the community. Actually, we started out on the street ministering, and now we are geared towards staying there, coming beyond the four walls of our church and being the hands and feet of Jesus. This is how this all originated, to bring hope to our communities. And we established this by partnering with other like-minded organizations coming to bring quality information to our community. And we have this great event for the community on May the 11th at the corner of Kelton and Main from 12 o'clock noon to 3 p.m. You can come and join us. There will be wonderful organizations there with quality information such as Health and Wellness, Kip Journey Academy, Magic Johnson Bridgescape. We even have PC the Praying Clown for your children to make balloon hats and face painting. We have everything for everyone, Habitat for Humanity, Mid-Ohio. So we have some great, valuable organizations coming out to share their knowledge, their wealth of knowledge with the community. And we look forward to everyone coming out to be with us and have a nice time. But also, I would like to say, if there's anyone out there who has the same like mind and vision that we have, which is empowering and revitalizing a community, get in contact with me, Trina Oates, on my cell, which is my best contact, 614-930-9867, so we can all come together and do this together to build our communities. That's what it's about, coming together, not going against the grain, but coming together. There's power when we come together. Thank you.
Well, I do want you to give the email address for communicating with you also.
Okay, that's good. Email address would be Trina Johnson Oates. That's Trina, T-R-I-N-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Oates, O-A-T-E-S, at yahoo.com. Trina Johnson Oates at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Bright, I want to go back to the Health and Wellness Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. What services do you provide?
Health and Wellness Pharmacy provides free prescription delivery, free prescription mailing, pharmacy compounding, which means that you mix two or more active ingredients together to make different creams, other types of bases or sublingual tablets that aren't available through normal manufacturing processes. And we also take care of regular prescription filling as well. So, And with the Health and Wellness Pharmacy, the prescriptions, if people don't have insurance, the medication can be up to 50% less than competitors' retail prices. And if they do have insurance through the National Pharmacy Association, we can help people save $120 off of their prescription copays. Now, a lot of people will use these discount cards, but our prices are so low that they're cheaper than the discount cards that you see going around.
All right, let me start with Health and Wellness Pharmacy is mm-hmm. a fully accredited, licensed pharmacy.
Correct, yes.
So when you talk about medications, you're talking about the same thing someone would get at another pharmacy here in the metropolitan Columbus
Correct.
Area.
Correct, yes.
So you don't, there's no shortcut there. Mm-hmm. What you're really dealing with is a lower cost mm-hmm. for the customer.
Yes.
And yet you're saying you add some other things. Now, you've told us before about some bonuses or some extra things that you have given to your customers. Tell us about some of those.
We'll run promotions. Like, we'll give people a $10 Walmart gift card for becoming a new customer, or we'll give $25 gas cards for referring two people to the pharmacy. So a lot of times we'll have special promotions that are going. And we'll do things like we'll give out free pill cutters, free pill organizers, and for prescribers, we really believe in your success is our success. So a lot of our prescribers, we'll help them market and get more patients so that way they can build up their business. Instead of us just keep asking for prescriptions, we try to make sure we give back too.
So you're saying that for physicians of different kinds who can write prescriptions, mm-hmm. you actually enter into a cooperative arrangement. Mm-hmm. You help us, we help you.
Yes, okay. Yes. And it's so that would be anybody that can prescribe, physician assistant, nurse practitioner. We will take their information and we'll get like a coffee mug, for example, put their information on one side of the mug, put our information on the other side, and give that out to our current patients. Because a lot of times our patients are looking for a new primary care doctor or a new someone who specializes in women's health. And it's a good way to help them build up their business.
Well, one of the realities in the choice of professionals, there are many people who have very, very subjective elements. They want a professional who looks like them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for many, many women, they want a female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Not just doctor, dentist, there are any number of things. So people are making a lot more sophisticated requests. And I guess you're in a position, when you just mentioned that, you were in a position to actually help them in that process,
mm-hmm.
In terms of identifying those kind of providers.
We have that happen a lot, and it's funny that you mentioned that. Like, for example, we're looking at servicing more of the Somalian community.
Yes.
And a lot of people, like when we do prescription delivery, the head of the household, the man, would rather see a woman come in and do a delivery and communicate with the wife and the family as opposed to another guy.
That's a cultural issue, yeah.
And those are things that we, as a pharmacy, we look at when we interact with a group, what is their perception, mm-hmm. and then what are they looking for, you know? So.
Well, and in their culture, it's a matter of respect. Mm-hmm. When a man comes, the woman may not even talk to him,
mm-hmm.
if a man presents himself at the door. And so you end up with a 14-year-old responding because of that cultural issue. So if you're sensitive to it ahead of time, mm-hmm. that really is something they're going to receive very well. I guess, you know, in this whole process, we can talk about any number of things that could or should be done, but eventually we're going to need to get back to the issue of what people ought to be doing to take care of their health and their mm-hmm. wellness. I need to tell the listeners this concerning controlling diabetes for life. If you have diabetes, keep your blood sugar under control. Mm-hmm. Take charge of what you eat. Get regular exercise. Test your blood sugar and take your medication. Control your diabetes for life. Call the American Diabetes Association at 614-436-1917 to learn more. This is sponsored by the National Diabetes Education Program, a joint program of the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hmm.
You know, in this entire process, one of the things that people have to do is to assume some responsibility for their own health and wellness. So what is your response in terms of as an organization or you as a professional to telling people, take responsibility, take charge of your health?
We try to get them excited about it. So first thing we do is, to give you an example, there was a gentleman who has type 2 diabetes. And as you know, with type 2 diabetes, you start off with oral medication, and then eventually, if you're not keeping the tight control of your blood sugar, you may have to move to insulin. Well, I always, first, I educate the patient about the condition. I say, well, once you start getting on insulin, it kind of goes downhill from there because that shows that you're having a trend towards the negative and that we're going to try to pull you back from that. And then we try to talk to them about ways outside of medication that they can help with that and let them know that we're a partner. So one thing we do as a pharmacy, we give out free diabetic meters and enough test strips for people to test once a day, because we'll find that people can't afford the strips and that they don't know what their levels are because they can't afford to pay for what they need to test their blood sugar. And then what we do is there's herbals out there that help with diabetes, like for example cinnamon, and I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of cinnamon. And so we have this cinnamon combination mixture that we get that we encourage people with diabetics to take to help increase their insulin secretion and help to try to pull them off of having to take insulin injections. And we actually have one gentleman who came to me just about maybe a week and a half ago saying, yes, now he's going to go to his doctor and he thinks he's going to be able to be taken off the insulin, which the insulin was costing him about $130 a month. So when he's taken off insulin, he'll save that much money and he'll only be on the oral diabetic medications, which aren't that expensive. Metformin's free. And we do offer free metformin, too, just like the other. We do price matching when it comes to free stuff because you can't go any lower than free. And but we really try to we want to be a partner. And one thing we do is that if a patient wants to be on herbal medication, if their physician or their prescriber writes a prescription, if the medication isn't that if the herbal isn't that expensive, we'll give it to them for free as long as they're getting three or more prescriptions from us. And we want to make sure that their prescriber is a part of the health of the patient, because a lot of times patients will go off and they'll take herbal medication and they won't tell anybody. And they'll take it because their sister was taking it and gave them some. And we want to make sure that the person who's overlooking their health, which is the prescriber, knows everything that that person's ingesting or involved in, so that way they can make better decisions. So that's what we do.
Well, it's an important issue because in the final analysis, everyone has to take responsibility for their health. I guess the only ones that can get away with that are not doing that are babies, because they were relying on some adults to take care of them. You know, one of the things that I participate in discussions, especially with men and some religious people, is this issue of fatalism. There's really nothing I can do about this. God knows everything, and if he had wanted me to be healthy, he'd have made me healthy. And I guess they look over those scriptures as he wants you to be healthy. But this fatalism issue is I shouldn't make the comparison. I know it's a very prominent issue with males. Do you encounter that?
Well, not as much as when society started to say, hey, we don't want smoking. I'll say that's your number one. That's the number one issue where I've heard people say, well, I'm going to die anyway, and they continue to smoke. And now that society's put the pressure where you can't even smoke in, like, public areas, even outside, people are starting to realize that, yes, I am not only affecting myself, but I'm affecting other people. And now I kind of see it more like with people who are, like, you know, using drugs. But they will they use it to get rid or cover up something else, you know. But I think the problem is kind of going away. And it was really prevalent when smoking was, you know, prevalent. Yeah, so I do see it going away.
Well, one of the discussions that I was involved in recently was about the healthcare navigators, the fact that in many cases people need some help to keep them on track, taking their medicines, going to their appointments. And in some cases, there's a family person who's designated. I always say that outside of mother, the senior rank is the senior sister or whatever, because they carry with them the family clout. You need to go to the doctor and whatever. But in that process, there is a dual accountability. Not only will it affect you, the patient, but if you don't go, it's going to reflect badly on me, your healthcare navigator. And you say, how did that ever? It does. People just seem to be accountable if someone else is invested in it with them. So that's an important process that I see working, and it's really a part of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, that they're going to actually have people to help people get to the medical professional and also to report that they did, in fact, keep their appointments and they have a record of taking their medicine.
And that's why you see an expansion of all these home health agencies.
Yes.
I mean, you can just go down, like, I go down Cleveland Avenue a lot leaving church, and I see a home health agency next to a home health agency next to a home health agency. And that's what they do. They help people. Some of them have nurses that will actually go on site and give medication, but they'll help people with just the society, like going to the grocery store or keeping their house clean. And that's what you do.
That's right? Exactly what I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's... Yeah. It's a growing field, and the schools are opening up to train people, and it's needed.
Well, it certainly is not limited in terms of its importance or the need, because With an aging population, there are all of these things that people need help doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And they'll either get help or it just won't get done.
Absolutely.
I mean, you end up going into a house and say, how did it get like this? Well,
absolutely.
It took a period of time. Nobody was cleaning it. Nobody.
Absolutely.
That help is a part of what it takes to keep people in their home. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really an important thing. You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday. News, politics, and sports.
Front Street
with Charles Trail. State news and views.
Woman's work.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
In 2004, the National Center for Urban Solutions founded the African American Male Wellness Walk Initiative in response to a healthcare crisis in the black community. African American males were and still are dying from preventable illnesses at earlier ages and at higher rates than any other ethnic group. Planning is underway for the 9th annual African American Male Wellness Walk. This is one of several health and wellness events scheduled throughout 2013. Conversations will be held to understand the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the third annual golf tournament is planned. For more information about these events and the African American Male Wellness Walk and Initiative, continue to listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com or call 614-754-7511.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
This is Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, law and business for everyday living. And thank you for joining us today. We're talking about health and wellness. And the pharmacy, it's all in the name. Health and Wellness Pharmacy is represented by Dr. Daryl Bryant. Doctor, first thing is, tell us how a listener can contact your pharmacy.
Okay. The pharmacy can be reached by a toll-free phone number. The toll-free number is 1-888-661-4497. Again, that's 1-888-661-4497. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even after hours, there's always somebody checking the phone line.
Now, one of the unique things you said is that in terms of getting a prescription, you will actually go and get the prescription from the patient's home?
Yes. Some prescribers do not send electronic prescriptions. They actually give patients hard copies. Or you have some cases where a prescriber isn't allowed to send it through electronic means or fax it because it might be a controlled substance, like a Percocet or something that's a C2. So in those cases, we'll actually go to the patient's house, pick up the hard copy, and take that back to the pharmacy, fill it, and get it back out to the patient.
Okay. Well, I know that in this entire process, people are being introduced to your pharmacy, some anew, and you have one location on Mock Road, is that right?
Correct. There's two sites. There's one on 5050 Blazer Parkway in Dublin, and there's another site at 2200 Mock Road, located inside the Save-A-Lot.
So if a person wanted to go to the store, those are the two locations.
Correct.
But the services are available without going into the store.
Correct. We really make it convenient because a lot of people don't have transportation. They depend on relatives to get them around or friends, and we want to make it to where it's no excuse to take care of your health.
Well, I'm sure you get gas cheaper. Gas nearly $4 a gallon. So a lot of people probably would prefer not to get in their car.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about earlier was the fact that you actually want organizations who are interested in health and wellness in the urban community to join with you in this effort. Do you have an invitation for organizations to join?
Yes. We pretty much try to partner with as many people as possible because being in healthcare, it's something that can fit into the mold of almost any event. Whether you're rich or poor, it's something that everybody is or needs to know about. Mm-hmm. So we really try to partner with as many people as we can.
Well, one of the things that's always amazing to me is the difference in the conversations. If you have a group of women, mm-hmm. they talk about health and wellness differently mm-hmm. from a group of men. And many young men don't talk about it at all. They, mm-hmm. the last physical they had was an athletic physical in high school when they were, you know, they needed to do that to play basketball or whatever. And they think that makes them invincible, and therefore they don't even go bother to have another.
Mm-hmm.
So this invitation, I know that we were talking a little earlier about the fact that there are people who are putting on a program. And in their program year, the discussion of health and wellness would be appropriate sometime. They can talk about whatever else, but somewhere mm-hmm. they need to say, out of the 9 months that we're going to have a program, one of those ought to be on health and wellness.
Yes. I look at it just like a job. A job will bring in people to do screenings and keep their staff healthy to prevent people calling in sick. How many people will not attend your organization meeting because they're out sick or not just be mentally okay because they're dealing with health issues? So, yeah, it's important to have that topic come in almost any situation.
It's not even funny, but years ago I was in an organization that a lot of the members were physicians, and we were talking about health and wellness issues, and they said they didn't want to come to a meeting and hear about that because that's what they and they weren't half the organization. They were probably about 25%, but they prevailed. We didn't talk about it again.
Oh, man.
But the interesting thing now is that we have a lot more openness to the discussions because one of the issues of fatalism that I see is that when I was a youngster, my father's friends were just hoping and praying to make it to retirement age.
Mm. Mm.
And many of them didn't.
Mm.
And now we have people who are living much longer, mm-hmm. and it's not an accident. I mean, somebody has to take care of themselves in the process.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and therefore, I think the organizations ought to be encouraged. I find a lot of the churches have wellness ministries. They have, you know, they're mm-hmm. they're at least aware of it, and so it ends up being an important way of contacting. So, if an organization was interested in your coming and presenting a program on wellness or talking to them about medications or so forth, how would they communicate that interest to you?
They can call me directly on my cell phone, which is 614-530-0698. Again, that's 614-530-0698.
Okay. Well, let's go back in the time we have remaining and talk about this spring empowerment event. I guess community events are a major activity. Many of our listeners know that I chair the African American Male Wellness Walk, which is on August 10th at Livingston Park. And, of course, there will be a few thousand people there for the information as well as the walk and run. But the community wellness event there is disseminating information, and certainly because this is the ninth annual, we've been doing this for quite some time, but it's the focus is the same, improving That's health right. in our community. So let's go back to the spring empowerment event that you are chairing, Ms. Oates, and tell us again where it is and what's going to happen there.
Well, Mr. Pettigrew, it's located at the corner of Main and Kelton on May the 11th from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Everyone is welcome to come out and join us. We will be dispersing quality information into the community. There will be health and wellness with Dr. Bryant. There will be Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio, Kip Journey Academy, College Preparatory, Magic Johnson Bridgescape, College Recovery, High School Recovery. There also will be something for the children as well. So we have something for everyone out there, and we want this event to grow. This is our first event, so we're going to grow from this event. We're going to do some surveys to see how we can better serve the community so that we can grow. And we're always looking forward to people with the same like mind that can bring some more creative ideas to the table so that we can start planning for next year's events.
Well, it's important, and of course intergenerational. The fact that you're prepared for children and people who are no longer children is important, because they're all a part of the family.
Yes.